The Radio Today programme with Audioboo.
Thanks for coming to the Radio Today programme. I'm Trevor Dan. We'll have some radio moments and some news ere long. But first, something of a first. At the radio festival last week in Salford, during TechCon, a prize was awarded, the Technical Achievement Award, to InQuality and a man called Kevin Leach. And what he's won this award for is for something called IPDTL, which is, well, it's a fancy kind of modern Skype, Jordan, isn't it?
I think that's pretty much what it
this
boils
is Jordan,
down
to. This is Jordan Meyer, engineer and associate producer, and we're going to try out this system right now. So I'm sitting here with a microphone and a desk, and so is Jordan, and we're going to try and get Kevin Leach up on the line using his own new technique.
Exactly. Which?
How do we do it?
Well, you log in to ipdtl.com/free, and your user's online part is on a little box just on the sort of the middle of your screen. And then all you've got to do, really, to connect to somebody is click connect next to the person.
Okay, well,
you
let's try and click on Kev.
Clicked on Kev, and it's saying connecting. And it should
Hello,
have.
This is Kev.
Hello, Kev.
And there we are.
Crikey.
And there we have it.
Hi, guys.
Well, that is good quality. Are you Kevin Leach?
I am indeed Kevin Leach. I can confirm, yes. Hi, Trevor.
Crikey, hello. You sound like you're, well, sitting right here. That's at least as good as ISDN. How does it work?
Well, we have a computer at my end here with the Chrome browser, the Google Chrome web browser, and the same at your end, and a web page on each, and that is it. There's not a lot else. The data just travels in between the two, and well, as you say, I'm glad you say it sounds amazing.
Well, why is it so much better than Skype?
Where to begin?
Well, try us out. I mean, without getting too technical about it, how did you come up with this idea?
The beauty of IPDTL is that it uses a codec called Opus, which is an open source codec, audio codec, which gives wideband audio and with very low delay. Skype have started to implement this codec, but there are so many other factors built into Skype, such as the echo cancellation. So if I talk and you talk at the same time, it cuts one of us off. And Skype kind of tries to be too clever. It's great if you're talking to your nan on your laptop, and you've got it on a loudspeaker because you don't need to find a pair of headphones or whatever. It works out all the clever echo cancellation. We don't want that in broadcasting. We want to rip all that out because actually it can cause deterioration in the audio quality.
So if I want to record an interview with somebody, you know, or take somebody on my show live, I contact them and I have to give them some information about how to log on to your site through a Chrome browser.
That's right. It's a website. You log into it in the same way that you would your email or whatever, username and password. They do the same. And then you click connect. It's that simple. Obviously, you need an account to start with. At the moment, we're dishing those out for free. So, yeah, pretty simple.
And you're talking to us, I'm assuming, through a decent quality mic. But I guess it would just work, would it, through a laptop mic or a phone mic?
Yeah, we've put together a list of mics that we recommend for IPDTL. Because actually, I mean, if you get Skype and plug a half-decent microphone in, it sounds quite good. It's, you know, the same goes with this. If you've got a shoddy microphone, it doesn't matter how good a connection you've got. You could be in the next room, but it's still going to sound like a cheap microphone. I've got a USB interface with a Beyer Dynamica M201 plugged in, and it works very well. Built-in microphones on MacBooks work very well. That said, you know, a cheap Windows computer with a fan whirring inside with a built-in microphone sounds pretty shoddy.
What's your background in this, Kevin? Are you an engineer or broadcaster? Where have you come into this world from?
I've spent an unhealthy proportion of my life sitting in BBC news radio studios, mostly for the World Service, Five Live, Radio 4. So I've spent an awful lot of time trying to get remote guests sounding as good as possible on shoddy lines. So I did see the gap in the market for something like this. I've heard countless producers shout across the newsroom, we need to get so-and-so, and we need to get them into a studio, or we need to get them in quality, or we need to send them a radio car. And I saw this as a much simpler solution.
you're probably the man who can tell us whether it's true. And I believe this. It's anecdotal, but I just believe that since the BBC went to New Broadcasting House, lines go down more often.
This has been said. There was an interesting feature on feedback on Radio 4 a couple of months ago.
Oh, it's not just me then. Good.
On the very matter. I think it's a coincidence that since the BBC News has moved back to Broadcasting House, that people are now much more open to the idea of using new technology, and producers are less nervous about technologies such as Skype. So therefore it's being used more, and ISDN lines are being used less. Therefore, the nature of the technology is that, especially as because people are still finding their feet with it, and it's not as straightforward as an ISDN connection. There's more chance that these new modern ways of connecting will drop off. I think it's a coincidence about the timescale of moving back into BH.
I mean, we're recording this interview on Monday afternoon, the 21st. Of October. This morning on the Today programme, they had two lines go down at the same time, including one to Nick Robinson, the political correspondent or editor. So it begins to feel kind of embarrassing, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there are only so many, and I've been there in studios when literally everything's dropping off, and you just think, how are we ever going to recover from this? You know, especially on speech radio, you can't just play a record. You've somehow got to get the programme back on track. I guess if two lines dropped at the same time, you could argue there was some kind of, if they were both IP connections, you could argue that there was some kind of glitch in the network. But it's very difficult to find out what actually causes these situations to happen.
So, Kevin, at the moment it's free, but presumably in the end we're going to have to pay for this service.
It would be great to make some money at some stage. I figured the best way to get the message out and kind of iron out any glitches is to make the product free to start with, let radio stations go and have a play, and then at some stage in the not-too-distant future, there will be premium upgrades. At the moment, there's a relay server, which if you can't establish what's called a peer-to-peer connection, that solves a problem, and that costs money to run. So it may be that we make that feature chargeable, and then if you want more than two logins per station, etc., there'll be plenty of opportunity to get money from the industry at some stage.
So if people are interested in following this up, Kevin, how do they find out more?
Well, we have a website, which is ipdtl.com. It's the website which runs the system which we're talking on now. And any radio station, large or small, can sign up for a free login and try it out and do let us know how you get on.
Kevin Leach, thank you ever so much for coming on the Radio Today programme. We wish you every success and congratulations again for winning the Technical Innovation Award at TechCom.
Thank you very much.
The Radio Today programme.
That's really interesting, Jordan. Now, you've sat here zillions of times.
This is true.
Monitoring me, yep. Talking to people on Skype.
Have
that
indeed.
Is better, isn't it?
It is a lot better, yeah. It's a lot clearer. Well, of course, you get with Skype, as everybody knows, is that whole thing going on.
Yeah.
And everybody just, especially if you're doing more than one person actually speaking, it drives everybody insane.
That slightly electronic-y noise,
yeah.
As well.
And, of course, the ringing as well. And,
very yes. Good stuff. Well, congratulations to Kevin and good luck to him. This is the Radio Today programme with Audio Boo. In a minute, some news from Roy Martin. But can I just mention, by the way, we talked about the Radio Festival. The podcast from last week has become the most listened to Radio Today programme since we started. So thank you very much for that if you've heard it. If you haven't, it's still there at the Radio Today channel on Audio Boo. And while we're plugging things, there's a golden period at the moment for Radio Stuff, which I like to think of as our American sister podcast with personality Deb Slater. Personality Devsler and Larry Gifford, but it's really good, and they've had a couple of really good things on recently, an interview with Matt Deegan and also an interview with the shit social media voice. Very good stuff on Radio Stuff. So in a minute, Roy Martin. First though, a little advert.
In these days of interactivity with the World Wide Web, make it easy for your listeners to share their voices with you via Audioboo. They simply download the app to their mobile device, record a boo, and send to your station. It's that simple. And just to prove a point, this ad was recorded as a boo and sent in from the corner shop. Audioboo. Sharing voices with the world.
Thanks, Trevor. The latest this week. A new survey has shown most people would be willing to pay around £42 per year for commercial radio. 65% of those surveyed believe that commercial radio provides them with a unique offering that they could not get elsewhere. And 77% believe that commercial radio keeps them well informed, delivering valuable content to their local communities. Read more on radiotoday.co.uk. More money for Audioboo as UBC Media invests in the growing company. In the last 6 months, UBC has invested almost £500,000 in Audioboo, and if all shareholders converted their current loans into equity, UBC would hold 52% of the ordinary share capital of Audioboo on a fully diluted basis. Global Radio's charities have been awarded £3.85 million in national lottery cash to lead a partnership with major youth sector players to change the lives of millions of young people across the UK with music-based activities. And Bauer Media is planning its own mini Jingle Bell Ball this year. Hello, Capital. Magic will be at the Indigo 2 for a sparkle gala with Jamie Cullum, McFly, Gabrielle, The Overtones and many more performing, and rumours doing the round suggest that Magic will even be launching a Christmas radio station this year. That's the latest from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Roy Martin.
Thank you very much, Roy. It's time for some radio moments. We won't be singing the jingle this week.
We start this week 20 years ago at a farewell from Simon Bates and the end of a Radio 1 era.
Someone said, what are we going to do without the gold now? The gold now will be here. What are we going to do without our tune? Well, there's the replacement for our tune, which is True Confessions. What are we going to do without the video reviews? The video reviews will be there. Nothing much changes, as I said yesterday, except for the broadcaster, who perhaps will be an improvement on Monday. Thanks for the last 16 years. We'll go out to New York with this.
Simon Bates saying goodbye this week in 93, part of the Radio 1 refocus, which also saw the exit of DLT and Gary Davis in the hands of Matthew Bannister.
I don't want to upset the audiences. I want them to feel that the radio station is indeed safe in my hands. I don't care what age people are, they're welcome to listen.
Simon Bates has left the building! 1974 now, and this week commercial radio grew once again. It was Hello Merseyside.
2 minutes to six on Monday, October the 21st, 1974. For the very first time, this is 194 Radio City, broadcasting to Merseyside.
Day one included appearances from Bill Bingham, Graham Dean, Dave Lincoln,
good morning,
and Rob Jones. By this week in 73, London's new Capital Radio was a week old. And that prompted a letter to The Times, and it read as follows. After listening to the music on Capital in its first week, may I prayerfully request a return to its test transmissions. Frank Gillard was maybe best known for his role in steering through the concept of BBC local radio, against the odds too. Frank died this week 15 years ago. His career stretched beyond local radio, including a distinguished spell as foreign correspondent.
In this barrage, we've got our 4.2-inch mortars, our field guns, our medium guns, all the guns on the fleet. The shells are whistling overhead now. Just listen to them.
Frank Gillard in 1948. Frank's BBC local radio stations generated some huge personalities over the years, and one of those died this week 10 years ago.
This is Radio Sheffield. You've just been told that, so shut up, I'm not going to tell you for another 5 minutes. This is from 4 Birchwood Grove at Westfield.
I'll never forget that first day at Pitt. Me and my father worked a 72-hour shift and then we walked home 43 miles through snow in his bare feet.
Tony Capstick, who died this week in 2003, a Radio Sheffield favourite and also a comedian, actor, and that hit record too. BBC Local has struggled in the big cities to reach the audiences it does in the proud smaller ones. In London, this week 25 years ago, Radio London gave way to GLR.
This is
Greater London Radio, and as I'm sure you will have noticed by now, we the BBC have been paying you, the patronise, the seamless blend of fabby music and right on grooves. Lay that on my jive granny. Sorry to say that all this changes as from 6:30 in the morning, Tuesday the 25th of October. Interruptions to the music will then be performed by a host of celebrities and stars, and also appearing will be Nick Hoo Hee Abbott, Emma Oh My God, Freud, Johnny Who Him, Walker, Timbo the Bimbo, and Tommy, no, seriously, Vance. Sorry, it is the best we could come up with the budget available, and at least thank God you won't be forced to look at them. Actually, that's not quite true.
GLR has heard but not seen in London, they said, launching this week in 98. And although challenged for audiences, the station famously spawned much inventive talent. A fond farewell anniversary this week to John Peel. Is it really 9 years since we lost him?
Get off! I'm sorry, but I am getting a bit fed up with hearing that record, just because it was the first record on the first programme on Radio 1 on Saturday, September the 30th, 1967. I suppose it was picked because it was the highest climber at number 3 that week.
John Peel, who died aged just 65 this week in 2004. I guess every broadcaster can point to a key influence, and for me it was a Trent presenter who also appeared on Caroline, R&I, Pennine, Piccadilly, Radio Brighton, Saga, and in the early 70s became the man who famously sat in for Blackburn for extended periods on Radio 1.
Well, that really is nice, isn't it? Every time I hear that record, I seem to like it a little bit more. Really don't know why, but there you go. That's the good sound of the marmalade there, and that's called Rainbow. And at 10 minutes now before 8 o'clock, that's Super Sound 4 in the Radio 1 Hit Line 30 for this particular week.
Radio 1, traffic news.
On the A438 at Dewsbury in Gloucestershire, the post office workmen are starting road work.
Steve Merrick, happy 68th birthday and still working hard. This week, 3 years ago, we were all at the Radio Festival to see the official unveiling of the Radio Player.
From a BBC point of view, only about 2% of our listening, our live listening, comes from online sites. So I think there's opportunity for all here.
Tim Davey, then BBC Director of Audio and Music, speaking 3 years ago. It's 40 years now since Kenny Everett left the BBC for commercial radio, to be replaced on Radio 1 this week by Jimmy Savile. Happy birthday to Seven Sound.
Mike Oldfield and Arrival. Seven Sound on its first day. News on the hour at 6 o'clock. 6 minutes past, it's Up and About with myself, Alan Roberts, until 9:30. Then it's the turn of Christopher Musk with the mid-morning show. Gloucestershire this lunchtime, our daily news roundup is at 1, followed by Topic. Laura Devere with the afternoon affair from 2 o'clock.
Seven Sound coming on air this week in 1980. So with the Fresh 40 launched this week 19 years ago, the first BBC Symphony Orchestra broadcast this week 84 years ago, and the final Fluff Radio 1 show this weekend 20 years ago.
We are gathered together for those that worship rock.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.
Thank you, David Lloyd. This has been the Radio Today programme, a TDC production. We'll have something very similar next week, and we hope you'll join us for that.